You're holding the new perek here, Daf Kuf Lamed. Here, Mishnah says, Hazroya v'alachayayim v'yakeva. These are the three things that you have to give to a kohen. It's called matnes kuna. On every animal, any regular behemoth chulin, so every Jew has to give away the zroya, that's the shoulder of the animal, v'alachayayim, that's the cheeks, the two cheeks, v'yakeva, and the stomach. So the Mishnah says, Noigim Boretz of Chutzlorets. Whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in America, Chutzlorets, you have a chiyah to give this to the Matnas Kuna, to a Kain. Befnei Abayis, Bezman, we have the base of Medish and Shle Befnei Abayis, even Bezman is there. There's a mitzvah to give these things to the Kain. Ba'chulin, with a regular behema, Chulin, Avloi B'mugdoshim. It does not apply to a Korban. By a Korban, you do not have to give the Zeroyim L'chiyah in the Kain, let's say the Korban Shlomim, you do not have to give it to the Kain. Because really, Shoye Bedin, the Svar should have been, Oma'im HaChulin, Madach Bayib Hemeth Chulin, Sheinon Chayovim Bechazor V'Sheik. You don't have the Chiyiv to give, let's say, the breast and the thigh to the Kain. Like that Korban Shlomim, there's a portion of the Kainim, which is the Chazor and the Sheik. So by regular Behemeth Chulin, you don't have to give that to a Kain. Still, chayyavim b'matonos yimchuyiv though to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach is so kodeshim by korban. Let's say by korban shlomim, shechayyavim b'chazor v'sheik. There is a mitzvah to give the breath and the thigh to the kohen. So really, ain't a din in the svara to say shechayyavim b'matonos that you should also have a chiyuv on every korban, a korban shlomim, even to give the zroya l'chayayim and the kibbutz to the kohen. On this Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, "Ve'eten oisam liyawin akoyin lebonov ulebonov lechoy koylam." So Dashin ain loy elama shama binyan. Only what the Pasuk is talking about when it says, "Ve'eten loy," "Ve'eten oisam." Rashi says, "Bichazov v'shoyksiv." This is talking about a korban that by korban shlomim, the Pasuk says you have to give the chazor, the breast and the thigh to the kohen. So as mashma oisam, Rashi says, "Miutehu." It means only this, chazor v'sheik in, you only have to give a korban shlomim, only the breast and the thigh to the kohen. But v'loy dover achar, you do not have to give the zrei l'chayim v'keva. So by a korban, you don't have to give this, these matanah to the kohen. But by regular behemoth chulin, you would have to. So it's a question, the zman azir, has anybody eat the cheeks or the tongue? It's a question, the tongue should also be part of the matnas kuna. And then the third of pshat is that it belongs to a goy. The chiv matnas kuna is only if the animal belongs completely to a Jew. Usually today, there's always shutfis that the goyim own the animals. We only like buy off the animal the kosher part that we can eat. But the rest of the animal, or before, it belongs to the goy. Therefore, there's no chiyuv matanis today. But if a Jew owns his own animal and shechts it, he has the chiyuv to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the kaver to the kain. Yeah, now the mitzvah says right there. Kol ha-kodeshim, any korban. Shekodam mum kavua l'agdeshim. That before you went to be makdashit, there was a mum kavua. So in other words, this animal is not fit to be a real korban or kedushas aguf. It's only chal ben kedushas damim. Like you only meant to give the value of it to hegdish. And then the niftu, then you appoint you redeem it. You want to use, like you pay the value of it to hegdish. So rochuiz chayavim bebechayra. When this animal gives birth, the first one it gives birth to, it has a kedushas bechayra on it. Over matonis. And when you shech this animal, you have a chiyuv to give the zroya l'chayim v'keva to the kain. The yotz and the chulim, when you poide this animal, the pshat is it never had a kedusha saguf. It was never fit to be a korban. So it never had a kedusha saguf. Therefore, when you redeem it now, it goes out completely l'chulim, l'higazay, that you'll have to shear off the wool, or l'hazay, you'll have to work with it. We'll soon see l'afuka the other way, we'll soon see. And v'lodon v'cholvon muta, you'll have to have a nor from its fetus, from the baby it has, or from the choban, from the milk of it. It's all muta. Muta liachat to join them. After you poider it, you're allowed to use it like regular chulin. And therefore, the ashecht and bachut potter. Somebody shechts his behemah outside, he's potter even before he's poider it. If somebody shechts it outside, he's potter because it doesn't have any kedusha saguf. Yeah. Now, and also, v'yei noisen tamura, this animal cannot make tamura. Because it doesn't have kedushas aguf. The yemeisu, let's say it dies, is yiftu, still you have a right to be appointed to redeem it. Because it only has the kedushas domim, nothing more. Chutz mina bechor u mina maisa. The only animal different, if the animal itself was the Bechor, or the animal itself was the Meitzer, then the Lacha is, even though it has a Mum on it, it still has its Kedusha, until you Poyder it. And then you could use it only like regular Bali Mumim, Sheniftu. But a Bechor and a Meitzer, they have the Kedusha on it. As she says, Chusman Bechor and a Meitzer, the Yafagam, even though Shekod the Mum Lehegedation, there was a Bali Mum on it first, Chalalem Kedusha Gemur Lechol Devrayim. I was just saying they're not kosher because the bechor goes by you. Bechor, Rashi says, berech and talav rachmon. It's still came out of the mother, the womb first. Let's make a difference whether it's a tam or whether it's a baal mum. It has its kedusha. Just if it's a tam, it's kosher. It's a baal mum. It's nechul akayin. Yeah. And Rashi says the ma'aseh bei menami k'sid bei hu asiri yi akedush that lo yivake bein toiv l'ra means toiv haino toiv, ra haino baal mum. Even though the animal has the Baal Mum, still by Maisa, when you count it to number 10, the 10th one is Kaddish, even though it's a Baal Mum. And that one, if it has a Baal Mum, you can't be Makrovit, but it has the Kedusha on it yet. Now the Mishnah says, V'chol, what about other Korbanos? V'chol, Shekodem Hekdeshin Es Numen. That person, you are Makdish, has been made for Korbanos, or Korban Shlomim, it was Chal the Kedusha. And for later, a Baal Mum came upon it. Or a mum either kaidim legdeshin. If even before you were makdish, you'd only had a mum that's going to pass by, it had a cut that will heal up. So in such a case, it does not stop the kedusha. It's chal the kedusha's aguf on it. Now, so once the kedusha was chal, only yachem mikan later, no let lehem mum kavua. Later was chal like a regular mum kavua on the behemah. Then if then somebody's poyder it, this called regular kachim. It came about mum shenislu that you were poyder. Let's say if it's a male female, so it's, even though it has a kid later, the first one, it has no kedushas pechor on it. When you shech this psulam gdashim, there's no mitzvah to give it to a kain. And it doesn't, even when you do redeem it, it's not completely chulin. You have no right to shear off the wool. For lehevad by psulam gdashim, you have no right to work with them. And v'lod and v'chol ben osa, the baby that it has, or the milk that it has, it's osa. You only have a heter to eat it, that's only ochla. But you have no right to do work with it or to shear off the wool. Liacha pidyonim, after you are paid to this, v'osa liacha pidyonim, after pidyonim, it's still osa, all these things. V'ashrech to machut, if somebody shech to machut chayiv, itake chayiv, Rashi could appreciate Liel, the Dukin Shibayin, because if you're talking about that, it only had a mum of Dukin Shibayin, it was only like a split in its side, according to the Kiva Shita. So therefore, before you pray to it, if you shech to that side, Yibi Chayiv, has its Kedusha on it. And also, the Yasin Tamura, it makes Tamura this behemoth. Yeah, and the Yemesa Yikru, if it dies, then you can't be prayed to anymore. These things, you can't be prayed to once they die. So, luckily, then you'll have to bury it. Versus, I mishum either mishum to be a mother of a rocha, has to be standing to make a mother of a rocha, or mishum the important of the kachim machil mukhlefim. Since it's dead, it's a novella, you can't eat it. So you want to be played with just to give it to the dogs, you have no right to be played with to give it to the kachim. So therefore, you can't be played with it, and therefore, it's yikru, you have to bury it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, time with the cause of rachmon oisam. Why do we say by korbin? There's no mitzvah matnas kuna v'zro lechay in the keva. Because the apostle says, oi, simon of the chazlo v'sheik. Ho Allah talk without this, have me, I would have heard to say, kochim chayevim v'matarnas, yes, you have a chiv to give this v'zro lechay in the keva v'kav mishlamim. Shemara says, no, ikul mitzvah, here's the question. Where do you want to learn it out from? From chulun. I'll ask your question, ma lechulun tikein chayevim v'bechayra. A regular behem of chulun, it's first born, has kushas v'chor on it. Mashen came by Korbin, even its firstborn has no Kedushas Tachor, but since it has no Kedushas Tachor, maybe there's no Matonis of Zerah L'chaim V'keva. Smur says, Taisim is Chom, I'll learn it out from his Chorin, Chulin, a male Chulin, that there also, not that there's no Kedushas Tachor on a Zachor, can't give birth, and so by Korbin, for sure, this will be the mitzvah. Smur says, no, Malis Chorim of Chulin, Shekein Chayovim Bereshus HaGez. Halacha is when you shear off the wool, you have to give Rishus Hagez, you have to give this matanah to a kohen. Learn the correct later about this, exactly how much wool how much you have to shear off to give to the kohen. The korban is the mitzvah reishis hageiz. Rashi says kol hashana kishu geizis seinai nos lekohen bevel mu'it, like we'll have later on. So this you don't have by a korban. You only have this by a chulin. Samura says mitayoshim from goats. Rashi says tayoshim schorim, goats, male goats. Anybody who doesn't have loy b'chorub l'reishis hageiz doesn't have any wool. A goat doesn't have wool. Samura says no. Malata yoshim shekei nichnosu bilus asa b'akoponim is the mitzvahs maise b'eino. And once it's korban, there's no din maise b'eino on it. Samura says miskeino. Learn out from older ones, that they don't have maise b'eino because we've already taken maise b'eino from them already. Samura says no. Malus keinim shekei nichnosu bilus asa, same thing. Even skeinim also. In Monashach, either you took it from already, or you could still take. Rashi's Malus keinim, Tayoshim is keinim chulim, Bedinu sheichim and Tonis, keinim chulim and Tonis. Because still, there's a pasha maise b'heino. Either was taken already, or you can still take it now. But by kochim, there's no maise b'heino, maybe there's no matnas kuna. The Gemara says, Milakuach v'yosim. I'll learn it from a case where you bought a b'heino chulim of somebody else. So there's no mitzvah maise b'heino. Melekuach is taught in Maisa Behemo. In Melekuach, if you buy 10 taloyim from the shuk, you put the only what grows in what's born by you. Vahayosim also means Shemaisa Ino. Its mother died b'shach when it was born. Going Zepirish to me, Zepirish Lechayim. So Gemara, we had also, the Amr Bashechit, taught in Maisa Behemo, it's taught in Maisa Behemo. They didn't roy Lechadish. It can't have any Kedusha. Since it's not roy to have Kedusha, it has no Maisa Behemo either. That's a yosim. At the same time it was born, its mother died. So these two have no dechulin, they have no reishis hageiz zochor, and they have no maisa b'heino. So I learn out kotzim and kavuchemim from these two. So when it says no, malu lakech v'yosim shkenech nosim b'minon l'dir l'saser, even though they themselves can, but another type of an animal like its type, whether it's a tayish, whether it's a goat or not, doesn't make a difference. But this type does go in Ladir L'Saser. So again, there's some difference here. That the min of it, the goats of it, do have Maisa Behema. Samara says, the min in Kamrit, the Moshe asked the question about the min, that it has a shame goat on it, is so kochim nami, the min in Nechnosim Ladir L'Saser. Any type of a korban, you made it from an animal. Now that animal, that min, that species, also has Maisa Behema to it. So if I learn out Kochim from a Yosem from a Lekuach. Now let's see it. So that's really that's Pshar. Without the Posik, I would have thought to say that Kochim is a Kal V'choyim, it's Chayiv and Zrev L'Chayim Mekbakeva. I will learn it out from a Lekuach and from a Yosem. So commands from the Posik, no, Osam, Osam, that a Korban is only Mechuyiv and the Sheik and the Chazor and nothing else. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, now let's say the opposite way. V'yehechulin chayov in the chazor v'sheik. I should say now that a behemoth chulin should be chayiv b'chazor v'sheik mekal v'choyma. Or ma kochim, shein chayov in b'matonis. Ma duch kochim is not chayiv in z'olachay mekeva. Still chayov in b'chazor v'sheik is so chulin, a behemoth chulin, which is shechayov in b'matonis. On a behemoth chulin, you have the mitzvah to give the z'olachay mekeva to the kohen. Is there a din? Isn't it a sfora to say shechayyavim mechazor v'sheik? There should be a chiyuv on every behemoth chulin also to give the breast and the thighs to the kohen. On this, on the quote, the pasuk says no. The zeyia mishpat hakahanim zein midachrin eloi says this and nothing else. That just says the matonas chulin. It says zeyia the dov means dov zeynoi b'chulin. We're talking about the chazor, the zroya, the chayim, the kevo, only these things. There, only these things you have to give and nothing else. Samara says, El a time of the kosher achmon is there. Why do we say that a behemoth chum, there's no mitzvah of the chazor b'shoek? Because the Pasuk says there, holav hoch, the Pasuk wants to say the word there. Haramin, I would have thought to say, chulim chayov na chazor b'shoek. You want to tell me then, that even a behemoth chulim wouldn't have the chiyuv to give the thigh and the breast of the kohen. Next question, why? I've a boy Tanufa. But the Chazal B'Shoah, the Torah says, the parasha of Tanufa, it says, that you have to lift it up and wave it. And that you don't do by a behemoth or chulin. The Rashi says, the Chazal B'Shoah says, Tanufa from Hashem, you have to lift it up in front of Hashem. So, how could you do it? More the question, Heichlin Linufino, how could you lift it up? If you do it outside, like it's a behemoth chulin, you can't bring it inside. See, if you do it chutz la'azorom, the Pasuk says, no, lifnei Hashem, it has to be in front of Hashem. Mashmi, you have to make the tnufa in front of Hashem, here you don't have it. Elamai wat, gavoy, maybe you do it when it's outside, you'll let the behemoth stand outside and you'll lift it up there. If the Gemara, agavoy, come, the agavoy means inside. First one, abroy means outside, says the Pasuk, the inside. Agavoy, elamai, bring it inside, and come bring the behemoth chulin inside. So that you can't do either. Komaya chulin lazara, you bring it in chulin lazara. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, midi d'lo yasada b'tzara gavoya, you're not allowed to bring it inside the azara. So that's why you're bad. So chulin, behemoth chulin without a posik cannot have the chazor b'shoik. Kilkach lo yefsha. So pshita, there's no mitzvah to give it by behemoth chulin. If so, el is there, lomli, what only the posik to say there, only the zrel l'chayim akev, like what else? So Mora says, if somebody is mazik, the matnes kula is before you give it to a kohen, you throw it into the fire or you throw it into the yam, you mazik it. Or else somebody comes and eats it. Like you have this royal lechayin that cave you set aside, you want to give it to a kohen, and either the yon or somebody else comes and eats it, or and mazik it. So locha is potam ulashalim. He's potter from paying back. That's what Chizis Halacha. Now, Gufa, what did we just learn? Omer Chizis says, Hamazik Matnes Kuna, somebody's mazik it, you burn it. Or Yishochlen Potem Lashalim. My time, what's the reason? Why should he be potter? Who are you mazik somebody? Why don't you have to pay? See, boy, from one terrace says, the Chiziv Zeh. There's the Posik Zeh. Rashi says, the Mashma B'yodim Kayomis. Chayiv Litnon. When do you have a chiyuv to give it to the kohen? When it's here. Avul einan kayoma, let's say something happened, it was not here anymore, you were mazik it, you ate it, lechayev akosu ben tashlum, it's already done, so you have to pay. That's the mitzvah of zeh. Zeh means the mitzvah is only when it's here. If it's not here for any reason, then you don't have to worry about paying it. That's one reason of the chizda. The boy is saying, another teretz is, mishum dehevel lein momim shein lo tovim. It's called momim shein lo tovim. Rashi says, ein lo bailim. There's no owner to claim the money. Any claim that will come to the mazik, come to the bailim, he has the right to say, listen, I wouldn't have given it to you, I would have given it to somebody else. So there's no claim, there's no owner that could come and claim it. But since there's no tevin, that's why you parted from paying. That's a slow rollover. Mom and Shane Lepayton. Mason has a question. It says the Zayya Mishpat HaKahanim. This is the Mishpat HaKahanim. Malamit Shah Matonis Din. They say this that you have to give this real Lachayim the cave, you have to give the Matonis. It's called the Din. Rashi says that Dayinon Nizakakin. Dayonim Anazakim Lehem Loitzim Adayonim. Miz Bezin forces the Kahan, the Yisraelim, to give it to the Kahan. So the Chuyah Alma, what do we see? Rashi says, Kahan Rishon HaTayim Loitzim Yaday. The first Kahan that comes and says, give it to me, you have to give it to him. So it's a kashin of chizdah. He says, "Matnas kuna yipota, because ein le'tayvim. Why is ein le'tayvim? Here we dash in melamed shematan is din. So what does lemay hilchos? So what do you mean to say it's a din? Lav doesn't mean to say loitzim b'dayonim. That if a bezdin would, if a kohen would come to bezdin and say, I want this yisrael to give me his matanis, he would have to. You see, the chur it's a din. It is called yesh le'tayvim. So what says lo? That's not what it means. It means lechol kon b'dayonim. That's what it just means. To divide them up. Rashi says, Dayonim oimu lel Yisrael, lezeh tein hamatanis shu chover, v'yatitin lezeh shu amoritz. Just mean, Bezdin sometimes will tell you to which type of a kohen you should give it to, and to which not. Ukir Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni, diyom Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni, om Rav Yenisin, minan how do I know to say, shein noisnin matana lekohen amoritz. You know what I give a matana? To a kohen that's an amoritz. She never, the Pasuk says, Vayom Elom Liyoshva Yushalayim Losseis Monat Lekahanim Ulelevim Laman Yechosku B'Toras Hashem. Supposed to give them Matonis Nura they'll be mechazik in Teres Hashem. So we dash in kol ha-machzik b'Teres Hashem, any kohen, that's a machzik, that's a talmid chacham that does the mitzvahs, yesh lo monas. He's the one he's supposed to give the matanah to. But the shame of machzik Teres Hashem, according to that machzik Teres Hashem, ain't lo monas, he doesn't get a portion. So that's the pshat in the pasuk of Zeh. That means the Yonim Bezdin tells you which kohen to give it to and which kohen not to give it to. There are different halachas, which one yes, which one not. So it says, Tosh Shema coming here. Says Yehudu Deben Mesei Roimer, Mishpat, the pasuk says, Malamed comes to teach us, Shehamaton is Din. That the Matonis is called the Din. Again, Yochlai would have said to say, Afilu Chazor V'Shoik Din, that even the Chazor V'Shoik is also called the Din. That's not the matanos of a chum, that's matanos of a korbin. Talmud says the word ze, no. Only the matanos of chum, of zroyim, and chayim, and kei, but that's korbin. And not chazor v'sheik. That's what this verse says. Now let's see, lemay, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, lechokoi, to teach us which kohen we should give it to, lechokoi b'dayanim, so what should be the difference? Oto chazor v'sheik, la b'dayanim, nechleku. Like, doesn't also tell you who you should give the matan of the chazor v'shoik of the korban to? It also has to only be to a chosh of a kohen, not to an amoritz. So how could you make a difference? El olav isn't it talking about this bris to this din that was saying that matan has have a din to it? Loitzir b'dayanim, meaning if a kohen comes and claims it, Bezdin would give it to him. So this halach is only by the zroy v'chayim v'keva by a korban, by a chulin, and not by a korban. But again, the kashrus you see here, by Behemoth Chulin, it's a din that we have a right, Bezdin has a right to go collect it. Muslims like, no, again, Hawker, my we're talking about over here, the also Liyodu. We're talking about now that the Kohen received it already. It already came to the Kohen. Rashi says, I'm asking the also Liyodu, the Kohen. The Yachakah Gozdom, then somebody else stole it from the Kohen later. So that's called real Mamet Sheshta Tazim. Because once the Kohen was Echrin already, it's Mamashiz. That's what the verse we're talking about over here. So Marasach Raskin, the Yosli Yodi. So Marasach the question, no. Idi Yosli Yodi, if the Yisrael already gave the Matanah to the Kayin, so Marasach the question, Malamein, what do you have to tell me for? Pshita. Of course it is. Tavada it is. It is. Why not? So Marasach says, the Chiddush is, the Yosli Yodi B'Tevlayu. Talk about that the Yisrael gave it to him when it was still like Tevel. They didn't take off. They didn't take off the truma from ISIS yet. So they loved after by our matonis here. We're talking even by truma. So the yosli died with tivlayu. Oksover haytano that matonis shaloi humu is kimi shuma damian. Even though you won mafresh truma yet, it's considered like it was taken off already. Rashi says kimi shuma dami v'zocher ben be matonis sheshovim lecholak anim mehani. That's the Chiddush here. Could even be that Israel Chaim V'Keva. Let's say Yisrael gave the whole animal to the Kohen, or the Kohen took the whole animal. So he has the right to keep it. He only eventually has the right to get Israel Chaim V'Keva. That's the Chiddush, that even though he gave it to him, but to Vlayi when it was all together, still this Kohen is Zechrin it already. Mashenkin by the Zroi of Alechayai, by the Chazor V'Shek, which is that not. By the Chazor B'Shoik, any male Yosef Beisav, only belongs to that Beisav, to nobody else. Yeah. That's the Chiddush over here, that when the Kohen received the B'Tevlayu, it wasn't separated yet, still he has a right to keep it. Tashma, coming here, says, Bal HaBayis, Shoye Oiver Mimokam L'Mokam. While the boss was traveling from place to place, Oiver Mimokam L'Mokam. V'Tzalech Lita Leket Shechotaya Maisaroni. And like he doesn't have money, he's traveling now, he's on the road, and so he has nothing to eat, he's like a poor man. Rashi says, Balabayas, there really was an usher. He was a rich man at home. Sha'ivim maklam makam, so lived of Nisal Mazonis, now on the road, he doesn't have any money with him. So now he has a right to take leket shikha, like other aniyim, since right now he's called an ani. So that's called Balabayas, Sha'ivim, that was traveling from place to place. The Sarach Lethal, he has to take leket shikha paya, umay sarani. So lately, he has a right to take it now. So when he comes back home, so then Yishalom will have to pay back, because when he gets back home, then he's called rich, he'll have to pay back. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? Habo Rishin Yochlo Tevei, for the Matanas Kuna. Who you see, the first one, he has a right to take it. Who says, when he comes back, he has to pay back. Who do you have to pay back to? Stomach of the first oni that comes to you. So you see, like by Matnes Aniyim, it is called Yesh Le'Tayvim. So who are the Matnes Kuna? Dibu Rebbe Leza. So most Omer Chizu says, no, Midas Chasidu Shonokan, Yikra Din Yepota. It's only if you're Chosid you pay back, because otherwise it's called Mom and Shem Le'Tayvim. It's only Musa the Chasidus to pay back. Chasidu Shonokan. Omer Rova. Tona Toni Yishalin. No, the Brisa says you have to pay back. The Yad, the month, you're telling me this Chassidus doesn't make sense, Shonakan. If I'm in this Chassidus, it's Mashim Mikodin, you have to pay back. That's one question. For Yod, secondly, Midi Rebbe Lezer, Leker and Velesev. Like, what do you have to catch them from Rebbe Lezer for? He's only a Yochid. What do you have to catch them from him? Rashi, Misav, Midi Rebbe Lezer, Kamoisev. The question is, do you think we have to catch from Reb Leza that you have to mitzin lemeimad Reb Chizda Meshani Elo Midas Chassidus Shonakan? No, we ask the question from the Rabbonin. Verses like this: Meleim the Rabbonin Moisev Yelo Meshani Reb Chizda. Yeah. So verses rather the other with Reb Leza the Lake of Lista. Why you have to catch from Reb Leza? Should have brought a proof from the Rabbonin. So there's no kasha. Ela rather misayf. We ask the question from the sefer. It's like this. The sefer says like this. V'chachomam lechom say oni hoye b'yos esho. No, at the time when he went around collecting, he was an oni. So at that time he had a right to eat it. So if he has a right to keep it, he doesn't have to. Even when he comes home and he's rich again, he doesn't have to pay back. Or v'yik is why time of the oni who only because he was poor at that time. Ho osher, if he was rich at the time and he took it, mishalim, he has to pay back the money to the aniyim. Question is, am I? Why? Lehavi kamazik matnas kuna. Let it be the same din like Rav Chizda said before. If you mazik matnas kuna, you should be potter. Sakam over here, if you mazik the matnas aniyim, do you say you have to pay back? Let it be like you mazik matnas kuna, or shochlam, or you eat it. And the straw before was you potter from paying, because it's called momim shen le'tayv, nobody could ask you for it. So it should be the same here by aniyim also. There's no one to come and ask you for it. Whoever wants it, you always start giving it to somebody else. So on this, Omer Chizur, Chizur says, Erechnami, Midas Chassidus Shonokan. It's only Midas Chassidus to say that if you were an usher, you'd have to pay back. Because Mikra didn't, even though you were an usher at that time, you would not have to pay back. Because it's called a mom and shame with Tzayvin. Even though you're not supposed to take the Lekit Shechem Paya, but if you did take it, it's the same aloch of Yimazik, Matnes Kuna, that you potter. Will be the same aloch of Yemazik Matnes Aniyim, also you'll be potter. It's only Midas Chassidus to pay back. Toshima, coming here, says, Minayin, how do we know the Balabayas? She'ocho pay race of Tfolin. The Balabayas eats his payrus when it's still tevil. Yeah. Let's say he ate it, let's just worry, he's stealing the Matonis. So it says like this. The same thing a Levi, Shocho Maisres Tfolim, he ate his Maisa Rishon without first taking off Trumas Maisa. Minayin, how do we not to say Shepotim min Hatashlumim, that the potter from paying back to Kain the Truma that they ate? Tamlam, the Pasuk says, Lo Yichalu as Kretche Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yirimu. Is Eino Chobem Ele Mishas Aroma V'Yelech. The Kanam only have a right to receive it after Haram, after they received it. But if somebody was mazik it from them before they received it, they're potter. Mashma ho mishas harom v'yelech mi mishalim. But it's mashmi though that once you are mafresh it though, once you set aside this to be truma, and then somebody is mazik it, then you would have to pay. The question is again, am I? Lehevi kemazik matnas kuna shochlan. Let it be like stam somebody is mazik matnas kuna v'chidus as yipotter. See also, even after the Yisrael was mafresh the truma, why if he eats it? Is he chayef to pay if he burns his matzik? And why is he chayef to pay? It should also be called mam mishen l'tayvim. So Mar says in Chanami, Yochanami, also the yosli yadim betavlayu. We're talking about now that he already received the claim, received it already when he was still tevel. Oksav l'tan holds again. Haytana matana shlehu mekemishu madami. It's called kemishu madami. So it's his already, like the claim really received it already. So it's his. Therefore, once it's his, now if somebody eats it, somebody's matzik, the rabbi will have to pay back the claim. But otherwise, an echlami, before it belonged to the kohen, an echlami, that's the halacha, that matnas kuna and matnas the truma is called, or matnas aniyim, it's called mam shem le'tovim. Therefore, if somebody's mazakir, to be potter from paying back. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here.